I was asking the Lord, because the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. There's a difference in asking amiss and asking according to the Word of God. It's why do we ask God for things in our life? Is it for us or is it for Him? We ask for a double portion of the anointing and we may get a reply back, you've asked a hard thing. Amen. I've learned that as I read in the Word of God here, the Bible said, he that endures until the end, the same shall be saved. I don't know where my end is, but I know it will come to an end one day. One day you'll not be sitting back in this church. One day you'll not be opening up this Bible reading it. Amen. Amen. For life is just a vapor. But as I was meditating and praying, the Lord began to bring to me about men and women of God in this Bible. And isn't it something that He puts those names that endured to the end? Those that stood for the truth of God's Word. And here, I begin to read about two brothers, Cain and Abel. And yet is it something that even when Abel was dead, his gift was still speaking? What he offered unto God, he gave his best. Amen. God don't want nothing. He want no leftovers from nobody. He wants your very best. He wants you to love Him with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's easy to love me, but it's when you can love your enemy. Amen?
Come on.
So I read about it that here it was that two brothers, but one, was there jealousy there? Was there something there? Because God received Abel's gift, but He rejected Cain's gift. Two brothers. He turns around and with anger he kills his brother. Amen? It happened that way.
Amen.
Then I read there were Enoch. I begin to read about him that he had a testimony. And that testimony pleased God because he walked with God every day of his life.
Come on.
And the only way we're going to walk with God is to walk in the paths of God. Even where the vulture's eye cannot see. Lead me into the paths of righteousness for Thy name's sake, Lord. Sometimes we must be careful. We can get off, we can err from that straight and narrow way. So when I begin to read about these men that God put in His Word, and I read about Jacob, I read about him, and I read about Abraham. Abraham, the father of faith. The father of faith. I mean, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Oh, it's easy to say, I believe that Bible. But oh, I can hear the devil scream at me sometimes. He believes it also and he fears and trembles. I thought to myself when the Lord said, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. So when I turn the pages, when I read in Genesis, in the beginning, I think he's the first and the last. When I go on the exit, I mean, he's the one that will bring you out of bondage into the land of... Oh, do you hear me? Oh, isn't that something that whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed. Amen to God. When I go on and I read about Abraham, that he has such faith in God that the very thing that he wanted so bad, he took him to Mount. You could say Calvary or Mount Moriah. And there that here he looks at his father and says, where is the lamb? Where's the sacrifice?
Come on.
And I can hear him say, the Lord God will provide him a sacrifice.
Come on.
Thank God 2,000 years ago.
Come on.
That God so loved the world that he gave the greatest sacrifice man could ever have.
Yes.
And if we escape that sacrifice, if we neglect that, we're all in trouble today in this church. But I can tell you, that sacrifice was holy, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish.
Yes.
And when he hung on that cross, he said, Father, it is finished. How shall you and I escape so great a salvation if we reject this Christ, the Son of the living God?
Come on.
I'm not looking for an easy way out. I'm looking for that straight and narrow path.
Yes.
That he said, only a few shall find the way. Amen.
Come on.
I look at those through the Bible. I look there at that old woman. Oh God. A woman said, give me a child lest I die.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, she's there. She's crying out. And she said, Lord, give me a child. Oh, I can hear her say, and I'll give him back to you all the days of his life. Thank God. I say to the church, if you want sons and daughters, you must begin to travail in birth to bring forth sons and daughters unto God. I can tell you, it's easy to get pregnant with the world. But when you get pregnant with the Word of God, I can tell you, you will bring forth sons and daughters by the Spirit of God. When the church travails, she will bring forth to the church of the living God. I said, oh God, let it be so. Let it be so. You know, a woman don't get pregnant without coming together with a man. Is that right? But the only way you and I is going to get pregnant with this word is come to that word. And let that word come on the inside. That it will bring birth when we travail in spirit. Oh God. I believe I can tell you right now. And then that priest looked out there and thinks she's drunk. She's a woman of Belial. But I can tell you, she made a promise to the Almighty God. You give me a child and I will give him. I'll raise him. But I'll present him back to you. And I can tell you, Samuel, a great mighty man of God, Samuel in this book, Jacob in this book, Abraham in this book. And I thought, oh God, those patriarchs, those that stood, and God said, write them in that book with me. Oh, we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Do you hear me what I'm saying today? Church, we got to get back to that altar. We got to get back to that foundation. We got to get back to that prayer closet and pray through and get an answer from God. And when God gives you that answer, run with that answer. Proclaim that answer. Stand and say, thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
I saw it, Lord.
Yes.
I thought, oh God.
Amen, amen.
God wants a church.
Yes, it does.
Not a broke down religious machine.
Come on.
Not somebody that just shows up to be showing up.
Yeah.
But he's looking for somebody that's looking unto him.
Yeah.
That's looking for him. Saying, Lord, here am I. What would you have me to do? I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God anytime. Oh, open up the gates and let the King of Glory come in. Church, we need somebody that will stand up and say, thus saith the Lord, this is the way, walk there in it, saith God. That's what we need.
Hallelujah.
That's what we need. We don't need compromises. We don't need sugar-coated preaching.
Yes.
Well, sometimes you got to give them sweet. I tell you what, I've had cotton candy that big. But when you bite into it, it's gone in a moment. I needed the meat of the Word of God. I need the milk of the Word of God. I can tell you, I want to go to the breast. Do you hear me? I can tell you, they say a woman's breast milk is the breast milk there is for a child. Well, I can tell you, hear me, you're a baby Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. God, that you may grow thereby. But I can tell you, it's time to get on the meat. Do you hear me? It's time to dig into the Word of God. It's time to say, God, I'm going to open this book up, and I'm going to be a doer what it says, and not just a hearer.
Amen.
I said, oh God.
Amen, amen.
I'm not interested in fairy tales. I'm not interested in what that world has to say.
Come on.
I want to know what He has to say.
That's it.
I want to hear His voice. And sometimes it can be in the most still. Sometimes all the noise is going on. But all of a sudden, in a still, small voice. And I can tell you, that's where you need to be with God. Oh, shut out the world and close that door to the world and open the door of the kingdom of God and let the King of Glory come in. Church, we need to get back to the foundation of God's Word. We need to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We need to be more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us.
Yes, come on.
I thought, Lord, I look at the patriarchs and said, how were compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Look at those witnesses. Look at Esther. Oh, God. She knew it wasn't her time to go in to see that king. But oh, she said to the church, pray that God will hear. Because when I go in there, if that golden scepter is not stretched out, I'm as dead can be.
Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah. His hands were stretched out 2,000 years ago. I could tell you, nobody could do that without Him. Do you hear me? What am I saying? It was God, Almighty God. He's going all the way. The Son of God's going all the way. He's going all the way to that cross. He'll carry that cross. He'll hang on that cross. But 3 days, brother and sister, He's not on that cross no more. He's seated at the right hand of God to ever live to make intercession for the church of the living God, the body of Christ. He makes intercession for you and me. It's time that we make intercession for Him upon this earth. What we bind on earth, He shall bind in heaven. What we loosen on earth, He'll loosen in heaven. We need some witnesses. We need somebody. We can be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
Amen.
We need
that.
We have to have that. We've got to have that.
Glory to
Lord,
God.
If we could find an Elijah.
Yes.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Despite, maybe he might say, stay here.
Bless the Lord.
Stay here. I could hear, where you go, I go. Stay here.
Mom.
And then he says, do you know the day the Lord is going to take me? And all that day, the church is saying, you know the Lord's taking Elijah? Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. We're saying the Lord can come any minute and take the church. But are we truly ready to meet Him?
Come on.
We got the sons of the prophet saying, you know the Lord's going to take Elijah today? Hold your peace. And then Elijah said, what do you want from me? What do you want? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit.
Come on.
He said, you've asked a hard thing.
Yes.
Hey, you hear me? I heard last night, and I was, matter of fact, reading it just recently. And there's something. We must be careful. Amen. We must not be anxious for everything coming along.
Come on.
We must examine that. Elijah says, stay here, Elisha. Stay here. I'm going to Bethel. Go, no, as the Lord liveth thy soul, I will not leave you. Oh, God. See, it's He that stays with Him. He gets on down there and the sons of Paul came, don't you know the Lord's going to take Elijah? Hold your peace. I know it. But remember what he said, if you see me go. Brother, there's a command from him, go ye into all the world.
Yes. Yes.
And preach the gospel.
Yes. Come on.
He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
That's it.
I look at him. He takes that mantle and he strikes that river toward, and it opens up. And they both walk back. They walk across. See, can two walk together?
Come on, unless they be in agreement.
You can't walk with him except you agree with him.
That's it.
Do you hear me?
That's it.
And it must be walking by the Spirit. For the just shall walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
There you go. And all of a sudden, he said, if you see me go.
Come on.
And all of a sudden, a whirlwind, a chariot.
Come on.
There's Elijah begin, and see the Lord separated them. And God began to take Elijah. And all of a sudden that mantle fell. And he went over there, Elisha, and he picked up that mantle. I seen him go. I seen him go. But I've asked a hard thing. What are you asking for the Lord? What are you asking him?
Come on.
You know what I ask him for? Souls for my neighbor. Souls. Well, I can lay and say, Lord, this is what I have.
Amen.
And Elisha, he takes that mantle. And at that river, that same mantle where Elijah struck it and the river opened up.
Mm-hmm.
They walked across on dry land.
Yes, you had to test it, brother.
Now, Elisha said, it's my turn.
Yes.
See, he took the place of Elijah now. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
There is a place in Christ.
Come on.
And I want to be in that place.
Yes, come on.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
And it's a secret place of the Most High God.
Yeah. Come on.
And when he said, where is the
God
of Elijah? When he smoked, it opened up. And he walked across on dry land.
Yeah.
And the sons of the prophets seen.
Come on.
And they went to him and said, we'll look for Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
3 days. He said, he's gone. You're the ones telling me about it. You're the ones telling me, but well, maybe the Lord throwed him on a mountain or somewhere out there somewhere. He said, no, and they kept it. For he said, go.
Yep.
Just go see for you. Go. You don't believe it. Go.
Yep.
Do you hear me?
Come on.
And they came back. I told you. Yep. Brother and sister, there's going to be those that's leaving.
Come on.
I can take my last breath standing here at this seat.
Come on.
But to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
But he that endures unto the end.
Amen.
I don't know where my end is, but it will come. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? It is coming. But I can tell you, I want to be found faithful.
Come on.
If I'm unfaithful in that which is least, I'm unfaithful in much. But I can tell you right now, if I'm faithful in that which is least, I'm faithful in much also. Do you hear me? If I'm not faithful to that word, I'm not faithful to Jesus Christ. If I'm not faithful to that wife back there, God said you don't love her. Hear me what I'm saying. God makes it. Do you hear me? He said to love your wife as Christ loves his church. Do you hear me? Oh, somebody, do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, I love his church. I love his bride. I said I love his bride. Oh, church, I'm telling you right now, you must know that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You may show me your birth certificate, and that proves who you are. Do you hear me? But I can tell you, that name must be written down in heaven when we're born again, it begins a new beginning. But that's where we got in. That's where we're now born. But now we're in a race. And I can tell you, we must run that race. We have come passed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. So great a cloud of witnesses. That we must lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. And let us run the race.
Yes.
It's set before us. Be careful when you start looking back. It's a bad thing when you look back. You know, that's why they give you a review mirror. You don't want you trying to turn around and look back. You want to see what's behind you. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you right now, every once in a while, I said, Lord God, mercy, come on. Mercy, mercy, mercy. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Do you hear me what I'm saying? God help us. We need mercy, church. We need mercy. We need to show. If I want love, I must show love. Amen. I want forgiveness, I must be forgiving. Amen to God. Do you hear me what I'm saying? If you don't forgive, you're not on your way to heaven tonight. Today, do you hear me? You must. He didn't say love them that love you. He said love your enemy. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Pray for them that despitefully use you. Oh Lord. I thought, Lord, here, Moses. He had such a love for God. Meekest man. But then you read there, when God was going to destroy the people, he said, Lord, if you blot their name out, blot my name out. He said, I'll blot out who I want to blot.
Come on, come on.
Amen to the Lord.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. And there was times he just said, Lord, did I give birth to all these people? I can tell you, thank God he gave birth. Oh, when he travailed, when he hung on that cross. Oh, and they stuck that spear in the outcome, water and blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But see, it was all over. It was all over. It's finished. It's all over. They went away. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. But brother, 3 days later. 3 days later. Brother, when they went to the tomb, oh, when Mary went there, oh, and the angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Oh, do you hear me? Oh, Lord God, do you hear me? He has risen. He has risen. The day star, he has risen. Oh, I can tell you, I read to you, he's at the right hand of the Father to ever live, to make intercession for the church of the living God. I have a mediator. I have a rock. That, oh Lord God, that followed them in the wilderness. I have a rock I can drink from. I have a rock that I can run to. Oh, lead me to that rock. Take me to that rock. That rock is Christ, the Son of God. Oh my God, there's no other rock but that rock.
Come on.
He's that chief cornerstone. He's that sure foundation. He fills all of it. All the way back to Adam, all the way to level. He fills it all.
Yes,
I said he fills it all. He left nothing undone. He left out of my
tail.
We'll have no excuse. We'll have no excuse. Oh my God, somebody. He done it all. It's finished. Yes. And on the third day, he rose again. And he said, I am now forever. I'm the first and the last. I'm he that's dead, but I'm alive now. I'm alive forevermore. In him is life, eternal life. I saw glory. The witnesses. I thought there. Lord, I mean, Hannah, she can pray. I mean, she can pray. She may seem drunk, she may seem something's wrong with her. But see, she was craving. To me, it's like a curse when the church can't bring forth sons and daughters.
Come on.
But God said, I'll give you miscarrying wombs too.
Come on.
Because what you're trying to produce is not of me. Brother, it's the spirit that brings. Oh, my.
Yes,
Oh, glory to God, glory to God. When David could play the harp, the devil had to go. But God help us when devils can come in and fellowship with us. When the world can come in and just love everything. Amen. But yet they don't love God. Come on now. Come on now. Shall we? You're either a friend of God or you're an enemy of God. You're either for God or you're against God. Come on, somebody. That's it. You're either lost or saved. You're either on your way to hell or you're on your way to heaven right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
There's no in between here.
No in between. Come on. Bless
you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. In your name, Jesus.
That
yes, Lord. Yes,
compassion
Lord.
Was so great of cloud of witnesses.
Use him, Lord. In your name, Jesus.
And see, today we have that witness.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I know that I want to go to Israel to see an empty tomb.
Come on.
No, not on your life.
Come on.
Oh, not on your life. Because that witness.
Come on, stay here, brother.
Is the witness. Amen. He will bear witness of himself.
Yes.
Who he is.
Yes. His
and we are his witnesses.
Come on.
We are his witnesses.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. When I go, come on. Come on. You know, when you go to court.
Glory to God.
And they say, you know, you're on a trial for certain things. They try to get a jury together. Come on now. Well, I can tell you, in heaven there's witnesses.
Yeah.
In this book, there is witnesses.
Come on now.
They knew him. The Lord, they received their dead again, back to life. Come on now. They saw them. Come on now, church. God help us. And the jury, they finally pick a jury. Do you hear me? They try to pick one for that side or that, so they pick them, and now they got a jury. Now they begin the court. Do you hear me? Now here comes the court to come in. And now they need witnesses. Do you hear me? Witnesses. We need an eyewitness. Well, I can tell you, almost 40 years ago, I'm an eyewitness. I said, I'm an eyewitness. I tell you, I'm an eyewitness. Peter said, he's a witness. Do you hear me? John's a witness. Oh, my God, somebody. When John was in the womb, oh, God, somebody. As soon as, oh, Lord God, as soon as Mary made a supplication, all of a sudden, there was a witness, brother.
Yeah.
I said there was a witness. We need some witness. For when there's two or three, come on, when there's two witnesses, hear me? We need some witnesses in the church, not just what we hear, but we need to get witnesses and say, now we got faithful men and women of God that have a witness what's going on in the house of God.
Yes, sir. Yes. Come on.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. What's your faith? Witnesses. That you know these will be true witnesses. Come back and say, he's not there. They still didn't believe it. They still didn't believe it. I thought, Lord, how could Thomas, how could he not believe? How could he not believe? They all didn't believe. But then they see, when the Lord appeared to them.
Bless the Lord.
Then they said, yeah, we've seen him ourselves. We've seen him. And Thomas had not been there.
Come on.
He said, I will not believe.
Come on.
Right.
How many dead do you got to see?
Exactly.
I want to see the witness of God in you.
Right. Yes.
I want to see that you bear witness.
Come on.
And the Spirit bears witness of who you are.
Come on.
See, he said, we're witnesses of his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Amen. Come on.
We were eyewitnesses.
Yeah, come on.
And Thomas, he's standing there. I will not believe, except.
Come on.
Brother. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Now faith.
That's now faith.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas said, I will not believe.
Come on.
Except I put. I wonder if he would have put his whole hand, my finger in the prints,
mm-hmm.
and thrust my hand into his side.
Come on.
Only then will I. I don't believe none of you. Some people come to church and says, he claims to be a Christian. I don't believe it.
Come on, come on.
Because I see his life. Come on now. Brother, your testimony should be a witness of who you are. Amen.
Come on.
A testimony.
Right.
So,
your walk should identify you.
Yeah. Enoch walked with God every day of his life.
Come on, brother.
365 days and also 365 years, and he was taken.
Come on, come on.
I wonder how many went out looking for him.
Come on.
I tell you who I'm looking for.
Yes, yes.
It's like last night. All eyes is on that bride when she starts down that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes better be looking up.
Come on.
Not that I'm walking around waiting for any moment.
Come on. Come on.
But I know in whom I have believed. And I am fully persuaded, Pastor.
Yes.
He's more than able to keep that which is committed to him. I've committed it all to him.
Amen.
Just like when a man and a woman get married, them two become one. They become one. And I can tell you, he that has the Son has life. But he that have not the Son has not life. But the God, the, oh God, this is hard to say. But the wrath of God abides upon him. That's the word of God.
Yes.
It's the mercy of God
that
not one of us here is in hell right now.
That's right.
I'm serious.
That's right.
Oh, do you hear me?
Come on.
Oh, he's long suffering. Oh, he's long suffering. But oh God, I ask God, give us some Abrahams. I said, give us some Abrahams that won't hold back nothing.
Amen.
Come on,
Amen.
Won't hold back nothing. But believe that God would raise him from the dead.
Amen.
Come on now. Well, Abraham believed it. Why can't we believe that God raised Christ from the dead?
Come on now.
If I never seen him, I now visions and dreams. God. But I'm telling you, I don't have to put my hand into his side.
Come
I don't
on.
Have to put my finger into his prints. When I gave him my life,
yes.
I found out I become a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away.
Yes.
Behold, all things. I become a son of God. As many that received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God.
Yes, yes.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free indeed.
Yes.
Oh, I said, I'm free. They get the jury there and everything, and then all they try to get all the evidence and everything, all of it. Do you hear me? I can tell you right now, the worst man out there that's killed 1,000 people, that's done every crime in this world, he gets on his knees and cries out. Come on. You say, well, that's hard to believe, Lord. I can tell you, then you need to talk to Paul. Hear me what I'm saying. You need to talk to Saul, who become Paul. Do you hear me? You need to talk to these men. Come on now. Oh, dear God. I can tell you, Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God that gave his life that I could have his life.
Yes, yes.
I thought, Lord. And you seek to save it, you'll lose it.
That's it, brother.
But if you'll lose it for him,
yes,
you'll find a life that you never knew nothing about.
Come on.
Oh, Paul, I could hear him say, the time of my departure is at hand.
Yes.
You know, I didn't read there about Paul being in that part of God, chapter 11. But he talked about the prophets.
Uh-huh.
He talked about the women it's something when they would give their life. There were, I think there, you know, I was, the Lord is bringing names to me about the different ones in the Bible. And I thought there about Daniel. You know what the world wanted him to do? Is stop his prayer life.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, the Lord could have named his church a lot of names.
Come on.
Church on the Rock.
Come on.
Grace and Love.
Come on.
Oh, do you hear me? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? He could have named it a lot of names. Rivers of Living Water. But here's what he said. My Father's house shall be called a house of prayer.
Yes.
But ye have made it a den of thieves. And you know what he done? He got him some cords.
Come on.
And he began to drive out that worldly stuff.
Premeditated.
Come on now. Now listen to that. Angry. He was angry.
Yes, he was.
He didn't politely ask them to leave. Nope. You know who it was? It was the religious people.
Uh-huh.
And he drove them out, turned the tables over, took the, ran them out, all of that. And then he said, make not my Father's house a den of thieves.
Come on. Come on.
But my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer unto all nations.
Yes.
And when he put it all out, the lost begin to come in.
Yes.
The sick become to come. The blind, to what? They begin to be saved. They begin to be healed. Because now the Father's will is being done in the house of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened.
Thank you.
Even on, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, yes.
He gave it all.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He was tempted in all points of sin.
Come on. Come on.
But without.
Without.
Oh. Follow me. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yes, yes.
Oh, have you been catching any lately?
Come on, come on. Come on.
I said, Lord, give me one soul.
That's it. Yes.
Give me one.
Yes, just that one.
I said, Lord, give me a soul that's to die.
Amen.
That soul is eternal. You can't pull it out and show it to me. You can't do it. But it's on the inside. I said, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. For one day, my race will be over.
Yes, come on, come on.
It could be when that trump sounds.
Yes.
But I do know this, the Lord has let me know.
Yes.
And I know a lot don't want to hear it, but I must stay to the Word of God.
Come on.
Those disciples said to him, what will be the end of the world and the sign of your coming? And the first thing he said, take heed that no man deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
For many shall come in my name, saying they're Christ. We come saying we're Christians, but we're a far poor example of who Christ is.
Come on, come on.
Hey, that's the truth.
Come on.
Even our speech will betray us.
Come on.
Amen. And I said, Lord, I want souls for you.
Yes. Yes.
I want souls for you.
Yes.
It's bothered me for some time that because of this virus and that they're passing all kinds of mandates and laws that they won't let you on the plane without the shots and all of that. But I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you want me to go to Africa, you want me to go to China, wherever you want me to go. When you show me you want me to go there, it makes no difference now. I'll do whatever you want me to do to get there. And you will get me there. And I can tell you, God help us. All that he done in Egypt, it was no time. They wanted to go back where there was grace. They wanted to go back to that bondage. Even at the Red Sea, he brought them there. And always blaming this and that. Lord, you brought what? Always. He'll make a way where there seemeth no way.
Yes.
But there's sometimes I've learned I've had to stand still and wait upon the Lord. I've been one of those ones it's easy to jump out of the boat. And all of a sudden, oh Lord, what have I got myself into?
Come on now. Come on.
But I could tell you, I thought John the Baptist. When a baby can leap in his mother's womb just by hearing the word of the Lord,
amen.
The saturation. Oh, Lord God. when a virgin that knows no man. Say, how can this thing be sin? I know not a man. That's the problem. We see a lot of men. We see a lot of flesh. We see a lot of comedians. No, I want to see Christ. I want to see Him. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Did you hear what the condition is?
Come on.
The pure in heart. And they that look for Him, He shall appear the second time without sin. Oh, they looked upon Him whom they pierced. He believed in God. Let's see if God would come and take him down. I can tell you, no, he was going all the way. All the way. Oh, Lord. When Mary came, he said, touch me not. Don't touch me. I'm not yet ascended unto my Father, to your God and mine. But today, he's touched by our infirmities. And we're touched. We're touched by the Spirit of God. We're touched by the Word of God. He sent His Word and He healed them. Lord, just speak the Word. And my servant, I will obey. All the sacrifices won't mount to nothing without obedience.
Come on.
Do you hear me?
Come on.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Brother Williams, would you come, brother? Come up here and obey the Lord. Amen to God. This is a brother we've worked together in many, many countries. We shared the pulpits. We shared many things. We shared to break the bread of life. To God be the glory.
Will you stand with me this morning? I know it's